Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Liz Franklin's here, too, ladies and gentlemen. She's a good friend of ours and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Liz is the author of How to Get Organized Without Resorting to Arson. And she's one of our organizational experts, but she's here to talk to us about mind reading. I think that's what she says. Liz, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. We're going to talk about mind reading today.
It's good to have you back. Mind reading, you know, I would like for my wife to be able to hear this because I keep trying to get her to read my mind, and she's not. she's getting better at it, but she needs to work on that a little bit.
Well, now see, she's busy getting you to read her mind.
Oh, I don't even want to go there.
You knew I was going to say that, didn't
you? That's a scary place, Liz.
Yes, all women's brains
see,
are scary.
See, men's minds are pretty simple.
That's what I hear.
We're pretty simple. We're pretty uncomplicated. You know, you can bump around, you can wander around in our minds because there's not a whole lot going on up there. One of my Brain Trust members about a week or so ago was talking about this seriously. She said, what we found out is that men really can think of nothing. You know, she said, women are always, they always got something going on. You know, they're analyzing something all the time. But she said, men, when they shut down, when they disengage, she said, we found that, you know, when women say, what are you thinking about? And the guy says nothing, he's actually probably telling the truth.
That's right. Right. More ladies need more bubble baths, I think.
I think you're right, with a little champagne, right?
There you go.
Or a margarita. What about, how do we read minds?
Well,
why should we?
Well, think about hiring. Wouldn't it be great to know before you hired somebody whether they're going to produce or not? And there are lots of different tests, and we can find out their DISC and all these different things. But we have something a little more modern, which is a lot more fun, too. And one of the main things we need to know is not do they have a nice personality or are they innovative. That's good stuff, but I'm more concerned with completion. Mm-hmm. And we've heard hire for personality, train for skill. I do believe that. If we hire for personality, we may or may not get the skills. And I work with employers every day that are disappointed. Well, I hired so-and-so, very nice lady, just doesn't follow through. I hear that more than you possibly imagine.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a main reason we've got to take care of this, is because employers, especially small business owners, are out there doing everything for everybody.
Right. Well, I think, isn't it important, though, that we differentiate what we think of as personality and what is really the personality?
Well, tell
because,
me more about that.
Well, the reason I say that is we have some experts on our Brain Trust who are personality experts in terms of understanding the five-factor model, what they call the five-factor model. In other words, you and I would say, you said hire for personality, so we'd hire somebody, wow, this is really bubbly and outgoing, they're going to be good with customers, all that kind of stuff, and we think that's personality. But the truth is that they're the personality you need to be looking for, and I think this is what you're trying to say is what, you know, are they the kind of, do they have the kind of personality that's likely to finish the job?
Yes, and we're just using different words. That's all.
Right.
I don't consider that personality. I consider that an ability that, interestingly enough, the person who's being hired does not know whether they have it or not.
Right.
And you run into this quite a bit, especially with Generation X, and that is, oh, yeah, I'm a finisher, when there's no finishing going on. So we get repeated back that which we want to hear. And I've been doing this for 30 years, and I've tested this.
Mm-hmm.
I have had applicants who came in, and I salted the waiting room with certain reading materials. And then I have them sit out there for, you know, 10, 15 minutes, and there's nothing for them to do but read. And then I test whether they come back and parrot back what I left for them to read. And about between 6 and 9 out of 10 exactly that.
You're tricky.
Well, you got to be.
You're sneaky.
You got to be, because you got to know if your business is going to be in people's hands, you've got to get past what they tell you. down into what they don't even know about.
So if they paired it back to you what you'd salted in the waiting room, that was not a good thing for you.
Well, it depends on what I want them to do. If I want them in a job where I say left, they go left, I say right, they go right, and no imagination.
Yeah.
What that means is they're going to do exactly what I say, but no more than what
I say. And there are some tasks in every business that require a person who can do that.
Right. So
I'm not that, but don't hire me for that, because I'm not going to do that. I'm going to question everything.
Well, that's a completely different type, and
right.
Do you want that? So what I teach people to do is fit the right personality to the right job.
Right.
Not just is it a good personality, but does it fit? And I teach employers to split the jobs into, is this a job that is more creative, where we want something with somebody with a great imagination who's just going to roll out ideas and maybe get a little far afield here?
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. But then somebody's going to have to clean up after them and complete their job. Or do we want somebody who is more the down the line, by the book, completer person who will finish knowing?
Right.
Knowing, however, there's a downside to that, and that is that they won't finish in time. I just paid some developers to work on something on my website. We had a definite timeline, which I lied about because I knew they'd be late because they're what I call linears. They will do a perfect job, but not on time. So I always lie about the date.
Because they will seek perfection instead of excellence.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Perfection, and don't forget the timing factor.
Oh, yeah.
People never think about when they're hiring.
Yep.
The question here is when. When do they finish? Not just are they finishers, but when. So of course, these people were, you know, day late, and one of the gals got punished by her boss because she went 3 hours over. She did a beautiful job for me. She went 3 hours over, and they lost money on the deal. He's mad at her. And when it was all said and done, it wasn't hooked up to my website. And I said, now how much good is that to me when I pay you to develop something for my website, and it's not on my website?
Right.
And they went, oh. So
yeah.
I knew ahead that she was what I call a linear because I'd spoken to her on the phone. I made sure I spoke to her on the phone. And I knew ahead that she'd mess up the table, so I lied a week. I set the deadline a week out of line.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that I'd signed a piece of paper saying what my cost limit was. So if she went over, it's not my problem.
Right.
And that means it has to be handled internally. I can't do anything about it. She doesn't work for me. So the problem was isolated enough for her.
But how does the average person identify the linears? And now remember, there's some assignments that the linears are essential. In fact, some assignments are only people that can do those jobs.
That's right.
So
I'm not saying don't hire them.
You got to make sure you put the round pegs in the round holes, right?
Exactly, right.
And we're going to get Ms. Liz on Biz to help us with that right after these messages.
You bet.
It's 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Little Marshall Tucker bringing us back, 23 after. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out. We built them for you. Hope you use them to your advantage. If you use both of our websites, the regular website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, which is a brand new website, by the way, and then our knowledge base, askjim.biz. You get Small Business Answers Now. Those two, I think, will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And they're both free, by the way. We built them for you. Liz Franklin, yes, Ms. Liz on Biz, they call her. I call her that, too. She says I can. Her book is called How to Get Organized Without Resorting to Arson. Liz, give us your website, please.
It is lizbiz.com.
I like it. LIZBIZ.com.
LIZONBIZ.com. We've got a new free personality quiz that's going to take care of some of these questions we have this morning.
Ooh,
about.
I like that.
It's really nice.
It's right there on lizonbiz.com.
It is, and it's totally free. And it talks about how people can tell which type. So it's a lot of fun, and you can show it to all the employees, and they can show it to their family and friends, and they get a result that explains about themselves.
Ah, I like that. That's great. Well, I tell you what, I'm gonna post that on my website,
okay.
On my new website. We've got a way to do that, and so now with this new website. So we'll post that on there and let folks know about that. Liz, if that's okay with you, if you don't mind.
Of course, you know. We're all
okay, friends. let's talk about how we can find these people. How can we really know, let's get beyond interview, beyond what people tell us. beyond the games that people play in the interviews? How do we really get into the into making sure that we have a sales personality in sales and an accounting personality in accounting, et cetera, et cetera?
Okay, got to ask the right questions first off. So you'll see them on this three personality quiz, and that helps. And people are welcome to, you know, modify that for their own use to a certain point. Well, what we want to do is, first of all, we will ask people if they're starters or finishers. And
what kind of question is that? Of course I'm a finisher.
Right. They're going to no, you'd be surprised. Not everyone's going to say that.
Really?
People will say, never talk
about. Well, the ones who want a job.
Very high level. We don't accept any client under $5 million in assets and on and on. So the young lady comes in, and the first thing out of her mouth was, oh, I got a ticket for running a red light on my way here.
Oh, my God.
I thought, and you're telling me that? And so when I asked her,
Where did she have her pom-poms with her?
Exactly. Sparkle brain. Yeah. So when I asked her, are you a starter or finisher, she said, oh, I love starting things. So depending on how you ask the question, and which questions you ask, you're going to get a full reveal of the person, and you might not even need to ask any questions.
Mm-hmm.
Another one tried to turn the interview with me when I asked the question. She said, well, what do you think the answer is? And I said, I'm here to interview you.
Yeah. So that's when you wrote that control freak.
Oh, right. Yeah, you're control freak if you want your company to succeed. You know how it is. No, I don't accept that. No, I'm not. You can call me a control freak all you want.
No, you called her a control freak. Turned it around on you, is what I was saying.
No, I called her a linear.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, the linear is the person.
Well, tell the audience what a linear is.
Okay, yeah, this is a lot of fun. Let's start with the sparkle brain, because that's a very good place to start. The sparkle brain is somebody who is full of energy and ideas and creativity, but they don't finish things, and they tend to spill Pepsi in the keyboard and leave a mess.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to be very careful about hiring them. And
is there a place for sparkle brains in a business?
Yes. Oh, you bet. Almost everyone.
Where do we put sparkle brains?
In the creative jobs. If you have a restaurant, you want them at the front table greeting everybody.
Yeah.
If you're excited, enthusiastic, and you don't ask.
And then hand the job off to somebody else.
Well, yes, and you don't ask these gals to bus tables, and usually they are women. They're going to cry.
Now, so, send all letters, ladies, to email to Liz. I didn't say that.
I
didn't argue. I didn't argue with her, but I didn't.
That's right. So what you want to do is just be completely aware when you hire them that they are good for the entertainment portion, the emotional portion, but not necessarily for the finishing, the completing. So if you expect a young gal who's very excited and she's got long fingernails and she just really wants to be an actress, you expect her to bus tables, you're going to have a different problem on your hands.
Right.
And you're going to be frustrated and you're going to find her saying, "Well, I don't want to date with my boyfriend. I mess up my nails." And if you get mad and fire her, you've lost your excitement and your enthusiasm.
Yeah, yeah.
So, right job for the right person. Okay, second type is the linear, opposite end of the scale. And this is the one who's just going to do the job, and they will
plotters. They're the plotters.
Exactly right. They're never going to be excited, upbeat, happy. These are the guys, great chef, follow the recipe exactly like you said. Well, we could use more creativity.
There are female plotters.
You betcha.
Many.
You betcha, absolutely. So, so what you want. You want those people in the jobs where they're not necessarily in front of the public, but they are taking the book out and they're following the steps.
But you give them parameters, right? You have to say, you know, I know you want to keep working on this, but this has to be done by Friday.
Yeah, it won't make any difference. You can say it. Well,
really?
Oh yeah. So that's why I say you've got to be aware.
So who takes the job away from them and finishes it?
Well, guess who? That's the third one. That's the cross dominant.
Dominant.
Yeah, remember we talked about you're this type.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The cross-dominant is the one who says, if I want everything done, I'm going to have to do it myself. If I want it done right, I've got to do it myself.
So basically what you've done here is build a team.
Yes, with the right people in the right jobs. But here's the trick.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take on more than you want to do.
Yeah. Liz, give us the website again, please.
It's lizonbiz.com.
LIZONBIZ.com. Hey, Liz. Good job today.
Thanks so much, Jim. Great job.
I think I'd like to be a sparkle brain for the rest of the day. Can I do that, Liz?
Impossible.
I'll see you, Liz. Take
bye-bye.
Quick break. Right back with Bob Nagin. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.